This lightweight summer kimono is called a katabila. It may look simple, even modest, but it was a prized heirloom. Look at that glowing, understated sheen. It's very finely woven of ramie, a plant fiber. In the 17th century, when this katabila was made, high-quality ramie was so sought after that it was used as tribute to the central government. Up near the shoulders, you can see roundels with leaves inside. That's the crest of the Tokugawa family. The shoguns of the Edo period came from branches of that family. The overall design repeats and it's fairly small. The elegant fretwork pattern is interrupted by larger shapes. These are lucky mushrooms or, in more specialized terms, auspicious fungi. The cloth was resist dyed, that is, paste was applied through one or more stencils, and those parts were protected from the dye and remained white after the paste was washed off. Usually, fabric used for robes like this one was dip-dyed. In this case, the color was probably brushed on. You can see lines where the orange-yellow dye is lighter or darker. But the paste application was so meticulous that you can't really see where one pattern repeat ends and another begins.